we have been carrying out initiatives in individualistic ways. Each group, each coalition, each platform or networks doing their thing, their own way, in their own little corner, you know, without meaningful impact. So this time, we found agency and we've decided to do it differently. We have decided to come together. We have seen the need to concert efforts to come together in order to, first of all, be happy that we are together under one same platform, which is the Cameroon Women Peace Convention, facilitated by the Friedrich Herbert Foundation, and also to make a call for peace, because every day that passes by, people are dying.
This is the first time Cameroonian women will be coming jointly from all across the country to demand and find ways to resolve this ongoing conflict. How different is this? And what is your anticipation of how things will go?
The difference is clear, because this time around, it is not only us, but it is a wide range of key stakeholders who will come to hear about our story, the story of untold pains and sufferings which women have been carrying on their shoulders, in their hearts, for 5 years, 4 years, or 5 years going, be it in the Northwest, Southwest, the North, or the East. That is the difference. The difference is that we are coming knowing that we'll be talking about equality, development, and peace, which are the symbol of women. We will be coming to pave the way forward by devising strategies, analyzing, proposing, suggesting strategies, you know, which will help in advancing the cause for justice and peace in our country. That is the difference.
Why do you think that this time around, the two sides will listen to the call by about 1,000 women calling for a cessation of hostilities, for dialogue, and to end this conflict?
Anyone who does not hearken to the voice of a woman is not worthy of the calling of the name man. I don't think that when we come up with resolutions or recommendations, when we make the call for peace, either of both parties will be indifferent to our call. I don't think so. I think that these parties to the conflict have been looking for ways, seeking pathways to resolve this dirty war, but they've not known how to go about it. But let me tell you, the strength of a woman lies in unity. When women decide to tie the bundle, as we see in Africa, when they decide to tie the bundle, a bundle together, many things do happen. And this is what is going to happen now. And we pray that things will happen for the positive, because none of us, the women, are happy seeing what is happening in our country. No, not at all. We are not happy. Enough is enough.
What are your expectations after this meeting, moving forward, particularly with this ongoing conflict?
My expectations moving forward after the convention is to see that we, the Cameroonian women, spread the women's call for peace to all the corners of the world, to the hallways of institutions such as the African Union, the European Union, and the United Nations, but also to the rural women in every part of the country, those women who have been bearing the brunt of this conflict. We want everyone to join us in our desire to build peace.